Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 49 of Long Box Heroes After Dark. Leonard and Todd joining you here today.
That's right. We're almost at 50.
What? We're gonna doubly lap all the other shows.
Oh boy.
Remember the time we were going to have, like, two or three of these in the can, and, like, we were a week ahead, and we were all confused?
Oh, I hated that. I actually like doing it this way now.
I do like doing it this way, too. I like when we do something here, and then we reference it on the other show.
Mm-hmm.
We're cross-promoting with ourselves.
Hey, synergy.
That's right. The network is falling apart, though.
Oh, it is. I heard.
Yes.
I have a question. Is Dadstractions over?
Like, 99% over.
I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
Where won't I get my information on parenting now?
Well, there's a bunch of other dead links to podcasts about parenting.
I heard there was another network that had a parenting podcast.
Did we discuss that on the real show?
I don't remember.
I don't know. All this time warp stuff is screwing with my head.
Mm-hmm. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Oh, we'll get to that bullshit in a second here. No,
But go ahead.
So, it's funny too, because, like, Brian was doing a parenting blog many, many moons ago, and then he wanted to do a parenting podcast. So I'm like, I'll do it with you. You know, we're both parents. Let's do it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I know you don't listen to these shows, but, there was a time where when we were part of another network and they had lost their parenting show, it's like, oh, well, I do this other parenting show. Let's see if we can get them on the other network. And that worked out as good as you think it would.
Oh, hey. Maybe they'll put another one on to go with the other comic book show.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Maybe.
So, Brian had a little bit of an indiscretion where the show was on hiatus for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back, and then we were doing the show, and then Brian's like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. Like, and I knew it was long for, I knew it wasn't long for the world when Brian's like, let's do it every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And then something would come up, and we wouldn't do it the week we were gonna do it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, we'll just pick it up next week. And he's like, no, we're on that same 2-week schedule. So if we skip a week, we're not gonna pick it up the following week. We're just gonna, like, you know?
Right. I gotcha. It's all, you know, these are the dates that we set. And that's it. There's no maneuvering. No substitutions. Right.
So then it ended up being like once a month. And then right before we recorded last week, what did I send him a text? Hang on.
Oh, if you're looking for a new partner, he has grown-up kids now, but my dad can be the other half of your podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think it would make for an interesting show.
Does your dad have the internet?
He knows of it.
Okay.
He's heard of it in whispers.
So I sent him a text that just says, are we recording tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And he responds, I heard your hard sell on the show on Long Box Heroes. And I said, that's still not an answer. And he says, I've lost all desire to do the show. I'm sorry. I'm not sure how to end it. And I'm like, we'll just end it tonight.
Oh,
and the quickest response I ever got back was, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think it was just, a lot of it was Brian needs structure for the show. You know, and that's a lot of things like Prodigal Sons. They try to work on structure all the time. I think a lot of shows benefit from structure. Depending on the show, you benefit from structure or you don't benefit from structure. Like this show, no structure.
But the main show, structure.
Main show has structure, you know what I mean? But there are times where things do deviate, and the far and few between times where it does deviate from the structure, you know, we either strike gold, like where we do the Baltimore show and we edit stuff in, or it fails and we never do it again.
That's right. And as I've said it before, I've called it Baron von Structure.
Right. I think that was even an episode title.
Yes, that's one of my favorite terms. But anyway.
Like, Podvocacy has structure. You know, they have a beginning, they discuss this, they talk about the different news, they go over all the TV shows, you know, and then they hit the wrestling stuff at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Fresher and Parlance don't have a structure per se. It's just like, here's three or four news stories. It's usually a lot of, like, the beginning of the show is them talking about, like, what they did for the week. Which is how most podcasts like this start out.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Excuse me. Puzzle Warriors 3 has a structure. and Brian was trying to get a structure for Dad's Traction, and that was something that I was trying to get him to work on. Prodigal Sons was looking to have that, and then, like, I gave him, like, what was the million-dollar idea I had last week on Longbox Heroes about the Marvel subscription thing?
I forget.
Yeah.
Mind dump, you know those things.
Right. So I gave him on Dad's Tractions a million-dollar idea. He has, like, three different podcast ideas that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave him another one, which I'll mention here, where him and Jared from Prodigal Sons or whomever, they go and they get the entire catalog of every movie that's ever been made about time travel from the beginning, whatever the first movie was. Let's say it was the 1960 Time Machine movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
They start with that movie, watch it, and then discuss, like, the time travel elements of it.
Right.
And then just chronologically in order, any movie that dealt with time travel, they do that. Because both Brian and Jared are big, like, time travel nuts.
Right.
So there's that one. There's a Buffy one. There's a Star Trek one. Whatever, man. You know what I mean? It'll all be part of the network. I am a little sad to see Dad's Tractions go. Mm-hmm. But if Brian's heart and soul were not into it, then by all means, let it die.
That's what I say. If you're not having any fun doing it, get rid of it.
Exactly. Speaking of time travel.
Yes.
And speaking of things that don't make a lick of goddamn sense.
Right.
So this morning, Todd decides to go hog wild. And by this morning, I mean Tuesday, when we record this.
Mm-hmm.
There was discussion that one of the new shows in the network was going to be a Doctor Who wrestling podcast.
Which I have a legitimate idea for that's finite that we have to discuss.
Okay, so I'll write that down. Hang on. Mm-hmm.
I'll discuss it on here. I don't care.
All right, well, let's discuss it on here then.
All right, you want to do it now or you want to do it after
Let me go through all this. Right. Let me go through all this. So at first when I saw the title of Degeneration Exterminate. Degeneration Exterminate. I did get a legitimate kick out of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it was you, it was David, it was Jason of Podvocacy, it was our friend Craig who listens to all the shows in the network.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Scarrow Screwjob.
Right.
Which I'm thinking that's what? That's the planet for the Daleks?
Yes, the new Daleks.
Now, this actually we'll get to that one later. Now, this actually came up this past weekend while I was doing the commentary for all the Chikara shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Daleks or is it Daleks?
Daleks.
Okay, because I said Daleks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told I was wrong, and I said, my podcasting partner, Todd, is Doctor Who.
Whoa, back the train up, son. They said Dalek is the way to say it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a Dalek.
I understand, I corrected them, and they said I was wrong.
Oh, who are these people? Is this the ice creams? Do I have to go beat up the ice creams?
No, it was not the ice creams. They are not allowed to do commentary.
Okay, I don't know. Ice creams don't speak anyway, but go ahead.
No, they do. They speak Spanish.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Mm.
So we have Missy Elizabeth. That's, I guess, one of the companions was named Missy.
No, the newest incarnation of the Master,
okay,
who was an evil Time Lord. He turned into a female Time Lord.
Right.
So he changed his name instead of Master to Missy. So it's Missy Elizabeth. It makes sense, right?
Right. So I get the new Daleks. I get the pun there.
Right, with the plunger, the trombone instead of a plunger. You know, they have a little plunger on them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't get.
All right, not a problem.
Mankinda?
There was a episode of the Fifth Doctor named Kinda. So okay. I was like, that works for me.
I did like the Gallifrey birds.
Okay, that's a good one.
I did like that. Leaping Amy Pondo.
Okay, Amy Pond was a companion.
Now see, I didn't get all of them because there's only so much of this shit I could deal with.
Right, so that's like Leaping Lanny Poffo?
Right, there's actually, Amy Ponda Pondo.
Mm-hmm.
Poffo is a bit of a stretch. There is a wrestler whose name is actually Madman Pondo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So right, see, that's a bit of a deep cut for you.
I was going, I that was probably my weakest one, but
right.
I was just going for anything, you know?
Then there was J.R. Davros.
Yes, he's well, I was going with J.R. Davros.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, J.R. Ross, isn't it J.R. Ross?
It's Jim Ross, yes.
Jim Ross. I'm sorry, I put it J.R., my mistake. Jim Ross, but Davros was the creator of the Daleks, so I was going for Jim Davros. Not a great one, but, you know, hey, I was trying to keep the train rolling, you know?
Okay. Sonic Screwjob, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kay Fabe and Company.
Yes. That was a spinoff with Sarah Jane, one of the companions. And they took K-9, the tin dog, and they gave her one. And it was supposed to be like her on adventures, like, you know, in whatever year it was, because it was the actual year she got left behind. And maybe 79, 80. I'm not quite sure. And it was called K-9 and Company.
Ah.
So K-Fabe and Company is the spinoff.
Adric Flair?
Adric was a companion to the Fourth Doctor and the Fifth Doctor, who is one of the only few companions to ever be killed. And his name is Adric, and I guess you guessed the Ric Flair part.
Right, and I forgot to mention Al Kennedy of House to Astonish is also in on this one. He has one Hulkamania, H-U-L-K-E. I don't know what that is.
You know what? I didn't see that one. I don't remember that one. I'd have to look that up. Hulk?
Yeah, H-U-L-K-E.
I don't know that one off the top of my head.
Oh, shit. Hopefully nobody sees that.
Yeah.
William Russo?
That one I don't get much either.
Okay. So then there's Regenerate, Owens Regenerate.
Yeah.
Then they're mentioning a Craig Owens and a Kai Owens.
That was a guy, I'm thinking Kai Owens, I want to make sure, was from Torchwood, which was a spinoff of Doctor Who.
Sinclara, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, because Clara's the companion.
Right, right.
Kai Owens, because I get the actors confused. I have all their names mixed up. He was Gwen Cooper's husband.
Seth Krollins? What's Krollins?
Krollins from Doctor Who. I can't think of...
Jesus Christ, Todd.
I'm having a rough night. Leave me alone.
All right, I understand. Close to breaking out production code jokes about Team AAA. That's a little too inside
that
for everyone.
One. I don't, you know why I got out of it? Because I think it was the power of Kroll was the, I can't think of the name of the Kroll is the one of the Key to the Time episodes. I'm having a breakdown, but that the one with the codes, that one completely went over my head.
Well, I'm sure that it's in reference. As we record this, it's streaming up on the old, Chikaratopia, the, Night 2 of King of Trios,
mm-hmm.
where, there was swears said in the ring.
I heard rumors.
Yeah, and it gets cut out, you know, and mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. So... okay, so there's a bunch of those. They're driving me nuts because I was trying to play my Marvel Puzzle Quest at work, you know?
How often did your phone blow up?
A lot.
I know, I was hoping nobody took you out of the chain.
I was actually going to make a joke. It's like, I need the technical wizardry of Todd to figure out how to get me out of this.
And I was like about halfway through. I was like, when do you think Chikarson, you know, turned off his notifications?
Yeah. So what is your big wrestling Doctor Who plan, scam, scheme, what have you?
And maybe the best name you missed, too, is the Seal of Rasslin.
I didn't see that one when I just did the search on it.
Okay, there was one in there where somebody else who I don't know sent one to House of Astonish.
Yeah.
It was the Seal of Rasslin, where Rassilon was the lord of the, basically the high muckety muck of the Time Lords. So, and he had a seal, you know, which is that symbol you constantly see in Gallifreyan. So it's the seal of wrestling, which I think is what we're going to use for the name of our podcast. Okay. You're going to pick 12 classic pay-per-views, your favorite pay-per-views.
And okay.
I am going to pick 12, one of each of the 12 doctors. We're gonna take the War Doctor out because he only had one episode.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick like their or my favorite of each one. And then I have to watch your pay-per-view and you have to watch my Doctor Who episodes. And then we discuss them and we do one a month and that there's 12 of them. And at the end of the year, it's over.
Now, what do I have to watch of the, like, you pick, like, each doctor and your favorite episode of that doctor?
Right. And some of the early ones are longer. Like, the modern ones are only, like, could be an hour or 2 hours if it's a two-parter. Where back in the day, maybe there were 4 half-hour episodes, maybe a little more. But then I'm looking at, if I'm watching a pay-per-view.
Right.
That's about 2 hours anyway. You know what I mean? I'd have, you know.
3 hours. What are you talking about?
Well,
2 hours.
Some of the classic Doctor episodes are 3 hours long anyway. So it would be fair in the long run.
That's not the worst idea I've heard.
Right. And then we would like, it would be like first doc, and we would do the doctors in order. I don't care how you pick your pay-per-views. Like they could be out of chronological order. I don't care. Or if you think it's better in chronological order, but you know, like, and we could even hold off till January, like, 2016 could be the year of, the Seal of Wrestling. And
is that the one you like the most?
That might be the one I like the most.
Okay.
And I'd have to find it and give credit where credit is due. And then, like I said, just do it. Like, and you have a whole, like, I know it's tough, but like, I figure, like, your schedule is the hardest. I could, you know, I could get the network, if you know what I mean, and
right.
Do it, watch my pay-per-view whenever, and sit down and from beginning to end, make notes or whatever. And you would have a whole month to watch. If it's like a little under 3 hours, you could watch an episode because they have cliffhangers. Like, all right, I watched that part. So you wouldn't have to sit down. You wouldn't have to find 3 hours in your schedule in a month. You would just maybe have to find 4 to 6 half hours.
Right. I get you. So this is something that could be done. So it's less that time constraint.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's more the time constraint of actually recording that show.
Right.
Because if we're going to be discussing at length a 3 hour pay-per-view plus upwards to 3 hours, possibly less, of a Doctor Who episode or episodes, that could be like a long time to record that episode.
True. I was thinking we could put a cap on it if we really wanted to. We could, I mean, the wrestling might be a little different, but I'm thinking like, you know, I don't know. Cause if you really think about it, and if it's a 6 hour, a 3 hour, 6 half-hour episode, a Doctor Who episode, it's, you know, 5 minutes per episode to talk about it. And that would be a half hour.
Right.
So a little longer. And then how many matches are on a pay-per-view? I don't know. 10 ish.
Depends on the pay-per-view. There's a lot of variables with
right.
this.
Right. I'm looking for an average.
Let's say 8 to 10. Let's say, you know.
All right.
So let's say 8.
8. So you got 8. So if you do 5 minutes on each match.
Yeah.
That's a little over, that's 40 minutes. So you're at an hour and 10 minutes. And then, you know, depending, we could stretch it and we could, you know, cap it or whatever. Like I said, I know I don't want to go hog wild and have a 5 hour podcast, and I understand time constraints for you. That's why I'm really trying to figure out how to make this work. What?
It's not time constraints. You know, it's not time constraints for me that I'm worried about. It's time constraints, period.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, like, you know, we record the show, then we'll just be up for like 4 hours recording an After Dark, a regular show, and then this.
Well, and all joking aside, what are you doing a podcast on Wednesdays now?
That's true. I am not doing a podcast on Wednesdays now.
We could just do a Wednesday one, and be done. You know what I mean? And not jam it all into one night.
And that doesn't screw up your schedule?
No, I go to the comic shop. You would have to do it after 9 anyway, right?
Okay.
Right?
That's true.
That's true. So there's nothing I do on Wednesday after 9 o'clock other than read comics or watch what I missed on demand, you know, earlier in the week. So it's not like, and my wife isn't going to get mad at me.
That's true. My wife will be happy that I'm not bothering her, you know?
Oh, I know. She's told me so much.
So I like this idea.
Right.
Hmm.
And I have most of the stuff on DVD, too, so it would be really easy.
And I'm sure we could figure out a way to get you these pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah. I just go over the Fancy Gentleman's, and we'll get him involved somehow. And
now, that's the thing is, though.
Because,
like, I may, depending on the pay-per-views, and I really got to think about this,
mm-hmm.
I may need to give you DVDs of certain ones. Because, like, I may not want the version that's on the network for whatever reason.
Hey, whatever, you know?
Right. But you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, but okay.
I'm telling you.
All right, I'm down. I like this idea.
See, sometimes I do have a good idea.
You have lots of good ideas. It's just you forget about them.
Well, this one I wasn't forgetting about because it involves you watching Doctor Who.
Right. This is like your sacrifice. Like, I'll watch your filthy wrestling.
This is how this is how I get back at you for all the fun that we've had. I've had to endure watching wrestling.
It's going to be interesting.
There was another one that I liked. The Four Whosmen.
The Four Whosmen?
Yes.
I don't know if I like that one.
No, that's not the name for it, but that's a good one. The Four Whosmen. I'm looking over some tweets now, so I'm trying to find that one. Because it's bothering me, you know?
Sonic Screwdriver. All right, once you find that one, we're going to wrap this one up.
Oh, if I can. Okay, it was the person who said it was East Wes, E-A-S-T-W-E-S, and that was it. It was the Seal of Wrestling.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So he's because he even tagged you in it. Props to so and so. To House to Astonish, I mean.
Right.
So there we go. That's I'll remember that.
I was trying to find everything, you know.
That's all right. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm the technical guy on the show.
Exactly. All right. So we did a lot of show.
Mm-hmm.
We set up the future, more podcasts,
mm-hmm.
fill out the holes in the network.
Right.
And, a good idea, Todd. I'll be excited to see how this pans out.
Mm-hmm. I do, too, because I can't wait to hear how great you think everything is.
Oh, man. I got a lot of thinking to do. Mm. All right, so I think that wraps up episode 49 here of After Dark.
Yeah, I think we did some heavy lifting here.
Yeah, that's right. Plans are in motion for the future.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is how things get done. None of these steak dinners that I keep promising.
I don't know. I think I could use a steak dinner, though.
I could use a steak dinner.
You're not a lobster man, you said, right?
I love lobster.
Oh,
I have a faked birth certificate so we can go to our local lobster joint and get free lobster on our birthday.
Oh, I might have to get in on that scam.
All right.
V-Dizzle?
Yes.
Really quick, I just had this bit in the back of my head where I want to see a commercial with him just for whatever scam in his life. He's like, hey, are you tired of getting ahead in life? Are you sick of job security? Well, if I got something for you.
Oh, be hope, my intern.
Yep. I hope he's listening to this.
No.
I know.
No.
But that's, I think, should be his catchphrase. Hey, are you tired of getting ahead in life?
What the hell? We were talking about something today in the fancy email chain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a guy who's doing a gimmick in a promotion in the Midwest where he's a magician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the promo video, Tom, who was on the show, Tom from the circus episode.
Right. One of my biggest wrestling fans.
Right, right. So he sends us the video, the guy who's doing the gimmick, setting everything up, and V Dizzle responds, well, he needs to smile more in the video, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you son of a bitch. Does he need to smile like Stan Malibu? You see what happened to Stan Malibu? He's dead now.
Oh, you made me sad.
Yeah, made me sad too.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, that's a lot of show. And we still got more show to do.
We do. We have lots more show to do in the past.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you all here next time. Bye.